France, pupils arrested after praising Sharia and threatening teacher. By Chris Tomlinson on October 23, 2020. Police took seven pupils at a school in the commune of Mouray into custody after they threatened a high school civics teacher and praised Islamic Sharia law. The incident occurred just a week before the murder of French teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded in the street by a Chechen refugee radical Islamic extremist after showing his class pictures of the Muhammad cartoons published by magazine Charlie Hebdo. The teacher at Pierre Aragon High School was teaching a similar lesson on equal treatment of men and women and mentioned the principles of secularism and how they relate to the wearing of the Islamic veil in public, La Depeche reports. That conversation did not spark the controversy, but when she indicated that we had more rights in France than in Saudi Arabia, two pupils disputed this and claimed that Sharia law was better than French law, a source close to the case told the newspaper. The teacher stated that after the lesson, a 16-year-old girl approached her and insulted her, followed by two boys who are said to have had a heated exchange with the female teacher. After the teacher filed a complaint with the local gendarmes, seven people, all minors, were arrested. A children's judge indicted one of the minors earlier this week after the Toulouse Minor Prosecutor's Office decided to lay charges in the case. Since the brutal terrorist murder of Samuel Paty last week, French teachers have come forward about the rise of Islamist ideas in their classrooms. High school teacher Jean-Baptiste Yurda, who works in the no-go suburbs of Paris, said that when he showed pupils footage of Pakistanis burning French flags in response to the republishing of the Muhammad cartoons, the pupils cheered. "I thought it would make them think, but most of the pupils stood up and applauded," he said. Teachers in Sweden have also expressed concerns that such attacks could happen in their country as well. "Unfortunately, I think this is something that we have to see as an actual risk in Swedish schools, as well. The attacks might come from Islamist or right-wing extremists, but we have to be prepared for that to happen. It's not a question of if, but when," Swedish teacher Olof Linton said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.